Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Wednesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stakes Shapiro and Sandra Golden, thanks for being with us. The fastest 2 hours in radio, get on the Odyssey app. You know what to do. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. And listen to all the big interviews that roll through here and all the big moments. And obviously, coming up this weekend, make sure, guys, you have the Odyssey app wherever you are, because we got Final Four, we got national title coming up, we got Hawks, we got Atlanta United. And we'll have Falcons not far down the line. How are you? Good morning. Nice to see
great.
You.
I'm great. How are you? You look nice. What's going
Thank
on today?
You. Oh, I've got
a fancy meeting.
I had a meeting this morning at that Starbucks Colony Square. If you want to see me in the morning, I started to take meetings there every morning, which is a great little vibe and energy. I saw our old co-host yesterday, Brian Finneran, who was rolling through Colony Square.
Nice.
And he hadn't been here. Ever
oh,
or like 20
wow.
years.
So nice.
This is an amazing place to work. Buildings are just beautiful here. So much food and cocktails. When you're in that Starbucks down there, Colony Square, you kind of see the hustle bustle of like the city coming
right.
to life. So I was down there.
Got a real good vibe.
I got like a bunch of stuff going on.
I
today,
hope his interview went well at the building.
Yeah, he was. He's trying to be a open a food something in the food hall.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Okay. He's opening an Irish, what are those called? Those Irish sandwiches, classic. I don't know. Whatever.
He's going to call it 86 the restaurant.
Okay. Nice.
Get it? 86 term in restaurant means you're out. Uh-huh. It's out. 86, the mushrooms.
So what was I going to tell you? Oh, I don't know.
You had a meeting.
Last night I was out with my wife. We had date night. And everyone always asked me, what's the hottest restaurant? What's the new restaurants? I was like, listen, most of the new hot restaurants in Atlanta are not in Buckhead. Those are like old people restaurants, older, a lot, not older, but you get, it's not the hip place. The hip places are like Atlanta Beltline, Kirkwood neighborhood, Edgewood neighborhood, you know, things happening like in funky little areas of Atlanta. But I'll tell you, there's no hotter scene than that Del Bar Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see action, Jackson, I was there last night. Shout out to those guys who were super nice over at Del Bar. Outside, 65 degrees, that patio, that bar, that energy. People love this Mediterranean food thing.
Oh, so good.
It's simple now. Folks are like, where do I need to go? I go Del Bar Buckhead.
Right.
Like that's the scene right now. It is old school Buckhead when Buckhead was, you know, hopping, right? And it was like the place to be seen. And, you know, there'd be huge groups of folks. I mean, there's a lot going on in that area. But Del Bar is like, if you
What was the old, it was a different restaurant.
It was King and Duke.
Before King and Duke.
Nava.
Nava was the place.
Well, so Kevin Rathman was chef.
That's right. Nava was amazing.
That was right. That building has had some great places. But if you have folks in, your snooty little friends, they want to know what Atlanta's all about or want to say, like, what kind of restaurants do you have, take them to Del Bar in Buckhead. That is a scene. My wife and I had a great couple of hours talking about the debt we're about to go into right now with our kid going off to college and all the other these kids, I got to tell you, they need a lot of attention.
You're talking to Day Day over there has 15 of them.
I was like, they need a lot of attention and a lot of money for the things they do, especially like my daughter's in some travel program at the University of Georgia, so she's studying this summer in Madrid, right?
Oh, how awesome.
I know, but like, you got to buy a plane ticket there.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Well, you're a rich man. Let's
no,
go.
No.
Step it up. I love it.
No, I'm
Wait
I'm,
for Bobby.
I need a fourth or fifth
Little
job.
Bobby Shapiro to get in the action.
So anyway, so we were at Del Bar. Had a great night. What'd you do?
I headed up to an Alpharetta from the Earth Brewery. Had a little birthday party off of Holcomb Bridge. Really great little spots.
So, yeah, we've covered nice them night. Before. For
oh,
Atlanta
they're so
Eats.
Good.
Yeah, from the Earth.
I've never been there.
Very cool spot.
Great so, food, healthy food.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
And you were home about what time?
About 9.
So did you stand by what you said? You're not going to watch the Braves? Not going to turn
I
it on?
I did not stand by.
You said you were...
I can't help myself. I like to torture. And I thought, well, surely it can't be this bad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is.
Yeah. So you, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, Sandra said we're going to change the mojo. We need a slump buster. And given the fact that, you know, the previous slump busters were not really, in a, you know, not politically correct in this country.
I actually had never heard that slump buster is only having sex with some ugly girl. I've never heard that in my life.
Well, hold on. It's not only.
Have y'all heard that?
Yeah, have you not heard that? Yeah, Mark Grace, and it was not well received, was like, we had a thing when I played for the Cubs, or I think he said while he was playing, is that if we're in a slump, you go out that night. Does sound like mid-90s baseball, right?
No phones in the area. Right? Yeah, yeah. And I got to find that clip.
You have
That's
to pick
funny.
An ugly girl, and you have to have relations with her, and that was the slump buster.
So I meant, like, change your socks.
Yeah.
Maybe don't wear panties. Something to change the aura. Sit in a different area to watch
well, yours
the game.
Was supposed to be,
know,
I'm not
like,
going to
watch
them.
But I just thought, you know what? I'm going to watch on my computer, not the TV. We're going to change it up.
Yeah, we said we're going to take the Braves tonight because they have a 7-8 run night in them at some point. Like, you can't start the year this bad. I think last night was worse. I think last night was as bad as
oh,
it gets.
Oh, you mean the first inning when he fans the first three? Dustin May, who hasn't pitched in a year, just comes out and fans the first.
I mean, the run you got was the most unlikely. Mookie Betts basically threw a ball or bobbled the ball into, like, the right field bleachers, mm-hmm. it looked like. That would never happen. That was it. That's our offense. I mean, it can't get any worse. Chris Sale was on the hill. And he hung in there and hung in there till Mookie Betts took him deep, but it's not Chris Sale's fault. So you are responsible.
Okay.
Not only did you say bet the Braves, but you also said, I'm not going to watch them, and I'm going to give them the mojo. And I don't know what they are. They're going to come home. The Atlanta Braves are going to come home 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come home 0-7. And for folks, and we live and breathe it here, you can see the stress on Bo's face. You can see the stress on Sandra's face, the way she came in yesterday. Like, there is no end in sight to what ails them. Ronaldo Lopez, we don't even know if he's going to pitch this year. We still, you know, right? We don't know what's going to happen there.
Oh, you mean because he's going to have somebody scope his shoulder, and then our prayer is he doesn't need surgery?
Yep. So
that's the update on Ronaldo Lopez.
That lineup is a hot mess. I mean,
it is the worst Braves offense has been through the first six games of any season in franchise history.
And there were some
ever
awful baseball teams. There were some, we don't have to tell our listeners, these guys know they spent time at Fulton County Stadium when we were last year after year after year. And we were a 60 win team. And this, they're starting worse. Meanwhile, the Dodgers. And the Padres are now a combined, is it 13-0? They're a combined 13-0.
As 7-6.
Yeah. So.
And the only winless team in baseball is our Atlanta Braves. We are the only winless team.
This is DEFCON 5.
It really is.
This is not, oh, it's a long season. No. This could be one of those years where we're just like, we can't hit. Our lineup is a Punch and Judy middle-level lineup. We, you know. I mean, I know that Strider and Acuna are going to add energy. They're going to get people excited. I know the battery and the ballpark will be packed all summer, but I don't know that we're going to be contending. And I think when you start 0-7 and you have the injuries and the suspensions you have, it's not like you have Jerkson Profar. It's not like you have Ronaldo Lopez. They're out. Strider's not coming back yet. Ronald's not coming back. Like, we're just not a good baseball team. So let's do that with 9-9.
Dodgers won 3-1 inside some of the numbers. Chris Sale goes 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, struck out 5. The other number, though, is Dustin May. And is he the greatest pitcher of all time, or is this Braves offense just terrible? He goes five innings of one-hit ball, gave up that run, which was unearned. The Braves managed just three hits. They have 25 total hits through six games. They have scored a whopping nine runs. They struck out another 10 times last night for a total of 60. If you want to do the quick math, they're striking out on average 10 times a game. 24 walks. I mean, I can go on and on. They've scored two runs the past four games. There is no way to massage any of this other than to tell you that it's going to be Bryce Elder and Blake Snell tonight, 8:38 first pitch, and then they will get out of town. Mark Bowman wrote an article on just how bad it is. And he's getting some quotes from inside the clubhouse. And Marcell Ozuna just happens to say, things will be different when we get back home. Well, we hope so. We certainly hope so.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to win a baseball game at some point. But I'm not sure exactly that this team is positioned to even do anything. I mean, I look at this lineup and I'm like, I don't know. Is Michael Harris going to be a 280, 290 hitter? Is Matt Olson have another 50 home run year? Is Austin Riley going to go back to what he was 2 years ago? Where's Ozzie Albies been in this mix? We know the bottom of the order is uncompelling, to say the least. I don't know, but I certainly think they're putting themselves behind an eight ball where you are seven games under if you lose today just to get back to 500,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Forget about, like, contending in a 90-win team. You're seven games under 500 right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. I can promise you, if you bet under in the Braves win total, you are already...
You're feeling good.
You're feeling really good.
You can
good.
Cash your ticket.
Well, I don't know about that yet, but...
Well, they've got 156 chances to get a win, so let's go. It's just awful. I will give you a little bit of good news if you want this right now. Stud pitcher Hurston Waldrop pitched for Gwinnett last night. He goes five innings, seven strikeouts, just three hits and a run. So you're going to likely see him sooner than later. Hawks lose. That was also last night. Portland got him 127-113. Trae Young, 29 points and 15 assists. So they are the eighth seed now because Orlando won. And Stake, you explained it perfectly. That's where they're going to be. It's whether they're going to be home or away.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Okay. I mean, Orlando and Atlanta are the 7-8 seed. The winner of that game is in the playoffs. The loser plays the winner of Heat Bulls. So, okay, we'd rather play at home than on the road. But otherwise, if we're the eighth seed, we go to Orlando. If you beat the Magic in Orlando, and again, they've got a lot of guys that are not healthy and not there. If you win that game, you're in the playoffs as the seventh seed, and you'll play the Boston Celtics. It'll be 2-7 in that case.
Sounds very exciting.
But a bad loss. I mean, listen, you don't want to come home and lose to Portland after that win the other night in Milwaukee, so that's a bad
They're
loss.
They're at Dallas tonight. Zachary Richesay, once again, back-to-back Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. Only rookie in the NBA to win that in consecutive months, and he's averaging 16 points a game, making 53% of his overall shots, 40% of his threes.
Yeah, so. Zachary Richesay making a run for Rookie of the Year. Is Dyson Daniels now not the favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year? That flipped. At some point, you were thinking about putting some. Did you put some money on
it? I'm going to. I hadn't done it yet. I'll probably do it this weekend because he was a.
Okay, let me just say something.
Yeah.
You should have done it yesterday.
Why?
He's now the favorite, I'm hearing. Put it. What are you waiting for? It's just. You just got to get on. You don't have to pay. You don't have to actually pay it yet, right?
Bovado, yeah, you do.
Oh, I guess you have to go against your credit card and then you get it back. And just if you're going to do it, you better do it now.
Call Stakes Bookie and do it. That way you don't have to give the money so you lose.
I don't have that. I don't have that. Anyways, when we come back, Arthur Blank lets everybody know he had a conversation. He took five pages of notes with Kirk Cousins. A conversation. He took five pages of notes. I will sum it up in under 3 seconds exactly what was said. It'll take me 3 seconds when you come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. This is the Steakhouse Fastest 2 Hours in Radio. And I mentioned it on the morning shift. Get ready next week. All those dudes are like, you're on at the wrong time, man. I'm at work. Like, stop whining. That's why we have the Odyssey app. You can listen to us anytime you want. You don't have to wait or be, you know, present at 9 a.m. on the app, you can just come back and listen to us. But next week, we're on Morning Drive, the return of Steak and Sandra in Morning Drive, 6 to 10 a.m. Myself, Sandra, Drew, and Rusty will all be doing our morning shift. Sandy will be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Drew will be here on Monday, and Rusty will be here on Friday, 6 to 10, as Bo has his baby.
That's great.
Bo's not having his baby, but he kind of is.
Yeah.
And Mike Johnson's in Disney for spring break. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany exits the building as she is wrapping up her tenure here. And we're going to be filling in until the morning shift's back next week, so or 2 weeks. So expect to hear us.
We look forward to it. Hey, if you're out and about today, join Dukes and Bell. They're going to be at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming from 2 to 7. Good food, great drinks, Buffalo's Cafe, and certainly getting you ready for one of the biggest sports weekends ever. May I ask you a question? I did not ask you this before we got on the air. Next week is the Masters, and we need to prepare for our Calcutta.
Yeah. We're gonna...
So which day are we going to do that during our 4 hours?
Probably Wednesday.
Wednesday, prior
we could do
to
it
Thursday.
When's tee off? When people tee off? Thursday morning, mm-hmm. early? Yeah.
Yeah, we should do it Wednesday.
Yeah, so you'll be here, and we'll call Drew and Rusty.
Okay.
2 years ago, I was the first winner. Last year, you blew doors. Didn't you just crush everybody?
Yes, I did.
And then listeners get to pick our...
A team.
We pick 5 golfers each, I believe. We drop the lowest one, and then it's a combination of your top 4 scores as we do our draft. So one listener will be going to dinner with us if that ever happens, because now we're 2 years backed up. But the idea is that the winner, the losing three, I think second doesn't pay, third and fourth pays. Number one, last 3 teams pay, winner doesn't pay. We have a fancy dinner. We take a listener. It's our Masters Calcutta. We'll do it next week as we get ready for Augusta.
Perfect. So okay, next Wednesday.
That is coming up.
During our 4-hour tour.
Yeah, 4-hour morning drive. Hey, listen, the saga around Kirk Cousins, as you drive around Atlanta, and I would imagine that no name really has been on people's lips more over the last 12 months than Kirk Cousins. From a sports talk radio perspective, prior to signing him, living through the Desmond Ridder nightmare and that with Arthur Smith, and saying in the back of our mind, Kirk Cousins may be available. The offseason where we go get Kirk Cousins, then the draft where everybody in America was wondering what the Falcons were doing. That's when you heard the name Kirk Cousins a bunch. Then the season starts, we're 6-3, and the name Kirk Cousins is like winning that overtime game against Tampa, then winning on the road at Tampa, then being in position to be the number 2 seed, it looked like, and again, Kirk Cousins. And then you have the untimely deterioration of his ability to play quarterback, and that's when he was on our lips for, like, what are we going to do with Kirk Cousins? Sandra came in here and was like, bench him now. And then Michael Penix Jr. entered the fray, and now the conversation back to, what are we doing with Kirk Cousins? How are we going to handle Kirk Cousins? Are we annoyed at Kirk Cousins? Why is Kirk Cousins doing that QB show?
And why is he at Chipotle in Cleveland?
He has been a topic of conversation for 1 year. And I guess in most NFL cities, the quarterback is always a big conversation, right? So if you name me an NFL city where there is a guy about to be benched, a guy that is about to be drafted, or a guy that's having a great year, and not, you know, either getting it done or not. But it's unique here. And Arthur Blank yesterday, with everything that we want to be excited about for next year, the Michael Penix Jr. era begins in the city of Atlanta. That era begins, and we're still talking about Kirk Cousins. We just listened to the whole interview with Steve Wyche. It was nothing that is even worth playing the cuts. You've read the articles maybe or heard about it. Arthur Blank had a 60-minute conversation.
On the phone, by the way. It wasn't in person.
With Kirk Cousins, where he let Kirk Cousins essentially vent, right? And make his case. So what I would argue is those 60 minutes, those 5 pages of notes, come down to 4 words. Get me out of here.
Right.
Get me out of here. That's Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. That's it. Wrap.
Yep.
Not sure why you needed 5 pages of notes, but Arthur let Kirk Cousins vent. I'm sure, and I have not talked to Arthur or anybody in the organization, but I am sure. I was caught off guard when you drafted Michael Penix Jr. You said you committed to me. That caught me off guard. I did not appreciate how immediately the day I was out doing appearances on the day of the draft, that as I was driving home from, and there's footage of Cousins that day doing stuff, that I'm driving home and you drafted a first-round quarterback, mm-hmm. essentially, and then that started the relationship. And then I would imagine he was pleading his case to get me out of Atlanta. You don't want me to be here as a backup. I want to go play quarterback as a starter. Arthur talked about what a great family man he is, what great values he has, how he is on the, you know, a spiritual, you know, religious.
He's very respectful of Kirk Cousins and seems to like him.
Yeah, and there's mm-hmm. a lot to like about him. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's necessarily a fraud. I think Kirk Cousins is an astute businessman, or at least advised by astute folks, which is why he has signed massive quarterback deals, which is why he has been in position to, you know, what is it? Get the bag? He's gotten the bag. That's how the expression.
I think it's $414 million.
Yeah, and I think he's pleading his case that you don't want me in Atlanta. You don't want me in that quarterback room backing up Michael Penix. I don't want to be in that room. You guys made a decision when you drafted Michael Penix Jr. I'm sure if Arthur spoke, it was probably about what was that stuff about I was injured. What was that stuff about a clerical error in Denver after the Bronco loss? That's not a great way to set yourself up with us. And Arthur probably at some point, he said, I did mostly the listening, and then I let him listen for a second. But he has made it incredibly clear that the Atlanta Falcons are not going to honor Kirk Cousins' requests to be traded unless it absolutely benefits the Atlanta Falcons, mm-hmm. and he answered, Sander, what you and I have said. We're already paying him, so are we
best backup in the
yeah,
NFL.
Yeah, like we're comfortable.
And that's yeah.
Like, you know, this is a business, the NFL. If it was about loyalty, we wouldn't have traded Matt Ryan to Indianapolis or tried to pursue Deshaun Watson. There's no loyalty at this level, probably on either side, right? And there's not a clean break. Now, the Kirk Cousins break ended in a year. The Matt Ryan break ended after 12 years or whatever it is. But make no mistake, everybody's going to do what's best for them. I guess on some level, the Falcons acquiesced and let Matt Ryan kind of put his deal together, go to Indy, which didn't work out great, and then Matt was out of the league. But regardless, okay, should he have given him an hour and 5 pages of notes? I mean, I don't have a strong opinion either way about that.
I think there's no bad downside to it. What is the worst that happens? You get information from a member of your team that you're paying hundreds of millions of dollars to.
It's a very respectful way to treat one
I
of your players.
I think so, too.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In an era where many owners may not have the time or what is there to talk about, I could make a very compelling case that if Kirk Cousins' folks said Arthur wants to talk to you, said Arthur is incredibly busy, Atlanta United season's here, we got the TGL that's in full swing, he has a really large boat that he wants to spend time mm-hmm. on, and we're not exactly sure that he has the time for you, because at the end of the day, there's not much to say, and I'm not criticizing Arthur. What is there to say? Okay, you want to get moved. Okay, you were done wrong because we drafted Michael Penix. I think you were done pretty right because we're paying you a lot of money to not play quarterback.
The other thing that came up in this, and you can go to Steve Wyche and Arthur Blank, and it's about 6.5 minutes long. Arthur Blank brought up twice in there, we were surprised that Michael Penix was there at 8. I saw nowhere where Michael Penix was going that high. Do you guys recall anybody saying they were taking him at 8? And I went back and looked at 2 or 3 of the mocks of 2024. When I tell you it was 16, I think was the highest, and that was way
high. His.
So I don't know where that was coming from. That's neither here nor there. I was going to say to you, though, the other thing that he did say in the article was that I wasn't the first person he spoke to. In other words, we had thought, did he circumvent Raheem and Terry and go to Arthur? So it sounds like he did not do that. And I would ask you if an employee, an important employee in your business, would like to have your ear for a minute or an hour. I think, and I know you pretty well, Stake, you're taking the meeting. There's no downside.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not as important as Arthur Blank, and there are a lot of guys listening to us that run businesses, and all I think everyone would have the same notion. Of course you make the time. That's part of how you create culture within your business. Open door policy means it's an open door. Come in and talk to me, and we'll take time. Let's, you know, sit down and have a cup of coffee, or, you know, meet. That's fine. I mean, but what I would say, I guess, is he's only been here a year. I mean, you don't owe him that much. You certainly owed Matt Ryan and other guys that have been there.
100%. Mark Raimondi from ESPN was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon, and I had this aha moment listening to him because he brought up the point that maybe we all need to hear loud and clear. We are spending an enormous amount of time talking about a player who likely won't be at the OTAs. He won't be a difference maker on the field for 1 minute. If he is even on the team, he will be in a back room with a clipboard, y'all.
Yeah, you'll never hear
from
him.
And we are spending this entire time wasting energy on what is Kirk Cousins eating at Chipotle, and will he be at the OTA?
Right.
Why are we Mark is right. Like, this is a waste of time.
Well, you heard what I opened with. We've spent 1 year 100%. With Kirk Cousins on our lips at every sports radio show about Kirk. It's over. He's our backup quarterback about to be traded. All that matters is what did we do in the offseason to get better? And so far, we are at the absolute bottom of the NFL.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford to go get. We went bargain hunting for players. We don't have enough draft picks. We got like 4 picks. We lost a pick because of Kirk Cousins yapping about tampering. We lost a pick because of Matthew Judon. A nightmare. A third pick. Like, how are we better than New Orleans and Tampa and Carolina? That's what matters. You're
We're
right.
going to look back, and Kirk Cousins, there's going to be a tiny blip, and a very expensive mistake on the Falcons kind of this day in history.
When we come back, our buddy Jason Evans, why is Duke basketball having one of the greatest years in history? Also, Kirby yesterday. Wow. Stick around for that. Sports Radio 929.
Seventh spring practice in the books for the Georgia Bulldogs. So Kirby Smart played Meet the Press yesterday. He was ornery walking in the door. Where is everybody? Let's get ready to go. The conversation immediately shifted to this big landmark arguments with the judge next week on Monday to decide college sports, roster limits, revenue sharing, the cap hit. Will there be a cap hit? So this settlement, the House versus the NCAA, is coming on Monday. Kirby starts in immediately talking about we really don't, because they were saying 105 on the roster. Is that going to be a set date? Is that before the fall? Is that the first game? And here we go.
We have got more new people in new positions than in the 10 years I've been here. And every year that is probably ratcheted up a little bit, but it is to the point where you almost have to start like no one knows anything, make no assumptions, don't assume anything, and start.
Okay, that wasn't the cut I wanted, but that's how he was saying, like, there's just so many new kids and they're having to start at ground zero of almost just going back to the basics. But when he got ramped up is where we want to start with about, I don't even know who, what, where, when, or how. This is the Wild Wild West.
What I do know is that we're going to continue to recruit people who love football, who are passionate about football, and that don't put money as the number one answer. Like, I've never met a really good player that's all they cared about.
He keeps going, and he starts talking about, I guess these coaches now stake or agents are getting groups of players now and saying, here's who I have available. If you want to take one or you want to take all of them, we're going to work a deal.
There's stuff going on right now, guys, in college football. I mean, there's people reaching out to have a Zoom call and present all the players they represent that are on teams, including our teams. And they want to invite people to the Zoom so they can watch and see who's going in the portal or shopping, who's in the portal before the portal. Do you want to get on the Zoom and look at all these players? I'm like, well, what if some of them are mine?
Can you imagine?
I just, listen, it is such a jacked up system. I am not. I am all for modernizing the way we approach college athletics, compensation. If that is where we had to turn, this is such a hot mess of trying to keep your kids, be good to the kids, allow them to stay somewhere. I know they're going to get paid. There's no contracts. There's no limits. There's no restrictions. Then there's agents. There's collectives. There is just, there's agents with high school kids. Just the whole thing is so out of control for a college coach, right?
Right.
Tom Izzo was saying, but this is the most connected basketball team I've ever had. Just give you an example. I've never felt closer to my kids. The day they lost, his best player was in the portal. Like that
there
minute, right?
Yeah.
How connected are you? It's just a new world.
And by the way, Kirby said among these, he goes, have you seen what's going on with Georgia basketball right now? And he's just shaking his head.
Did he say that? Yeah.
He's thoroughly disgusted. What's coming next?
It could be one of the most legendary, you know, moments in all of college sports with what's coming up on this ruling. And how people are going to try to manipulate a cap when all we're trying to do is make for competitive balance. And it's really unfortunate that I don't know if competitive balance is going to come out of it. You know, like I don't know if the kids win in this model that we currently have, if they win long term.
Yeah, they don't win long-term, four schools in 4 years, and then you don't play anywhere, you don't really have a degree, you didn't build any roots. Let me tell you the difference of an alumni of a kid that's been in a program for 4 years at the University of Michigan or Michigan State or South Carolina or, I don't care, East Carolina or Tulane. You spend 3 or 4 years there and you want to meet with folks as an alumni. That matters. That's how you get jobs. That's how you get hired. That's how you get mentored.
Great point.
Not when you're at four schools in 4 years, you took a cup of coffee with Texas Tech, and now you're telling me you're some big Texas Tech alum.
Yeah.
It's such a jacked up system. Listen, Kirby Smart doesn't have to talk about competitive balance. They have more money. He just knows that we outcoach people. We have better coaches. We run a better program. So you want to put us under a cap? We're still going to beat you because we just have a better system. He doesn't need to talk about competitive
balance.
Kirby's
in the most unique situation, or at least one of about five.
The fact that he's even talking about it.
Well, this question came up with a reporter saying, what do you do when the kids come forward and say, well, this school's offering me X. Will you match X?
No, I don't think kids come and I don't have kids coming. If they come in and say that, then I'm going to listen to them and talk to them, but I'm scratching them off the list. I'm over that because if that's all that matters, then you need to send out a bid like they do for jobs and say, supplement your bid. That'll let me take visits and just I'm going to go to the bid and go to the highest bidder. That's, you know, I'm really believe there still does matter a relationship. And if relationship doesn't matter, then I'm probably not going to have a kid that wants to play hard for Georgia.
It's a very, very trying time in college athletics. That's the tailgate. Jason Evans joins us. He hosts the number one podcast in America for Duke basketball. And how you doing, buddy? You had a hell of a weekend last weekend, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. There's nothing like winning. I love the conversation you guys are having about NIL. It is one weird place.
You know it better than anybody because Duke is Georgia when it comes to basketball. You know, there's 10 others that Duke competes with, or 15, just like Georgia. But there is no formula. The formula, I'll relate it to Duke. The formula is you grab a bunch of kids out of the portal to make your starting five. You pay them a lot of money. You build a team that can go to the Final Four. Meanwhile, Duke the other night is playing three true freshmen as some of the best talent in the country. How did Duke do it the other way when everybody else is loading up on the portal?
I mean, part of it is they got lucky. I mean, let's be very honest. Con Knipple, who is one of the most significant freshmen in the country, it was not a guy that people projected to be a one-and-done lottery pick coming out of high school. So in that regard, Duke got a little bit lucky on one of these guys. But I think part of it is John Shire and the Duke folks have decided that they want to get NBA kind of talent. And these portal guys, for the most part, are guys who are sticking around college basketball for 3, 4, 5 years because, frankly, they don't have NBA talent. Jani Broome, arguably the best player in college basketball, I think the second best player. Jani Broome's not going to play in the NBA. He may be an eighth, ninth man. But Duke wants the guys who are going to be the best player on their team. And then they figured out a way to take guys like that and win, even though they're only freshmen.
Well, I mean, it goes against how Calipari kept losing, which was the one-and-doners. Duke saying maybe it's a combination of the two because You're still talking about 18-year-old kids against 22-year-old kids, which makes it hard to win in the tournament. But I guess if the kids are if you start with the name Cooper Flagg, that's a good way to start when you're playing 22-year-olds.
22. Stake. Chad Baker Mazar is like 24 on Auburn. I mean, yeah, it's men against boys to some extent. But, yes, you're right. You have to fill in the gaps on your team with guys who are older. The other thing Duke did, obviously, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it before, Duke went big. I mean, Duke is the tallest team in the country. Their starting backcourt is 6'6", 6'6", 6'7". And, by the way, all three of them are built like linebackers. That's a lot of what Duke did that has allowed even the youngsters to succeed against guys who are significantly older.
I think it's and you and I are both basketball, you know, nerds in terms of how much we love college hoops. But this is the finest group of teams ever assembled in a Final Four. These are elite teams. They had elite seasons. They have elite scores and run through the tournament. I mean, Duke at the top of that group, but the other three are not far behind.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, a lot of people have asked me, they're like, oh, my God, this is going to be such a great Final Four. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't mind if, like, a couple of five seeds or a nine seed had slipped in there somewhere and we could have an easier Final Four run. This Duke team, ordinarily, I think, would be a prohibitive favorite. But I agree with you. The Final Four is so stacked. And to me, one of the compelling storylines here, look, Houston has been at the top of the sport and been unable to break through, you know, since Kelvin Sampson arrived almost a decade ago. Auburn has been at the top of the sport for the past half decade, unable to break through. Florida hasn't had, you know, much success in basketball in 15 years. All four of these schools feel like this is our year. This is our time. This is our best team we've had in decades.
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, if Houston's going to win a national title, this is the team to do it. That's a fascinating matchup against Duke. They are going to test Duke's freshmen more than any group ever has, because obviously that's what Kelvin Sampson does.
Yeah, it's a matchup of the number one defense against the number one offense, and you always love to see that. I think the difference in the game will be Duke also has a top three defense in the country, top four defense in the country. And Houston's going to really, really have, you know, look no further than Alabama that puts up 113 in one game, and then the next game plays Duke and scores 50 less points than that.
Yeah, Nate Oates said it. The length of Duke was a huge problem.
Yeah, and Houston is another – Houston is not big. Like, across Houston's front line, those guys are only like 6'7", 6'8". When you're suddenly looking up at Kamen Malawach, who is 7'2 and long and does nothing but dunk, 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 dunk all day long, it is really hard for a 6'8 guy to guard him.
Jason Evans with us, the Duke podcast, number one podcast in America for Duke basketball. Got 90 seconds left. He also reviews movies for a living. Anything coming out that men listening can be excited about?
Next weekend, we're getting a film called Warfare, which is written and directed. Alex Garland, who's a very prominent writer-director, did Civil War last year. You know Alex Garland's work. But Alex Garland co-directed this with a gentleman named Ray Mendoza, who is a former Navy SEAL. And this is one of the most realistic, honest stories of what it's like to be in a firefight. And was written and directed by this guy, Ray Mendoza, who is a former Navy SEAL. And Stake, I can't even tell you how gritty and honest this film is.
Great movie to see at the theaters, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the bullets are whizzing around and popping off the screen. It's not like the most fascinating, compelling story, because it is all done in real time. Like, it's a two-hour movie, and it captures 2 hours of a firefight in an Iraqi city. So it's not like a full, complete story, but it puts you in the – you're there.
What's the name?
93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's
rave reviews. It's called Warfare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, 30 seconds left. Give me the Val Kilmer Hall of Fame. Rest in peace. He passes yesterday.
I mean, so tragic for someone like that to be taken from us early, and especially because with the throat cancer, he was taken from us even before this happened. I mean, the Hall of Fame for him is like – it's Top Gun – there's a film he did. Look, movie people haven't seen to check out from like the mid '80s. There's a comedy he did called Real Genius, which is actually really funny.
and sort of a clever take on, you know, what it's like to be on campus in college and that kind of thing. But this guy's just, he was a giant. There's no question about it. We're absolutely going to miss him.
The Jim Morrison portrayal was insane. And then, of course, was it Tombstone as well?
Yeah. Yes. The Doors, Tombstone. Look, he's in Heat. He's great in Heat. In Heat, there's a famous shootout on the streets. And the way Val Kilmer reloads his gun, the way he holds his gun, believe it or not, supposedly the FBI shows agents in training that scene to teach them how to hold their gun if they're ever in a firefight. But Val Kilmer did it so well that it's used in FBI training.
Great stuff, Jason Evans. Duke basketball and movies. Nice life to live. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is. I'm excited for that film, and I'm excited for Duke Houston as well. When we come back, it's not too early. We need to worry a lot about the Braves. Sports Radio 929.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They scored a run, y'all! Woohoo! Jesus, take the wheel!
Hold on.
They took the
lead. I saw something. It wasn't the LA Fires. It wasn't the Academy Awards. It was something incredible happened in Los Angeles. Something absolutely incredible. A guy in a Braves uniform, he ran across this thing. It's like a strange shape. It's a plate. And he touched it, and we registered a run.
It was unearned.
Go to the bathroom, get a beer or anything, because you might miss something you never ever seen before.
Woo! That's true. It was a run.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn that frown upside down.
We scored a run.
On an error. Unearned.
Mookie Betts.
Still counts.
I can promise you this. Mookie Betts will never. It wasn't even a throw. It got caught up on his wrist, and he gunned the thing down the right field line. Like, this is what I'm talking about. If you've been listening and you get tired of listening for 25 years of this, right? That we sit here at these training camps and we analyze the Kirk Cousins saga and we analyze years ago Derek Lowe as a starter and how's he look, you know, running laps around the stadium, and we analyze.
He's running steps at stadiums like I've never seen before in my life.
Is that you, the one that said that? Somebody
I was there watching it, yeah. And he would be at 6 a.m. running stadiums.
And we're like, he's going to be all different.
Oh my God,
year.
He's going to be so good.
So
well, he was.
We sit in all these prognostications. Like the dumbest thing, and if your sports talk radio host does this, you're listening to a clown. Okay, you're listening to a circus act. 17-game season. That should be a win. That should be a loss. We should win that game. Yeah, that's going to be No. We'll win those two. We'll lose. What? We don't know anything about anything. How a season plays out. What teams are going to be good. How the evolution of you know things are going to transpire. Right. We spend all this time, and the beauty of what we do for a living is that when we show up at work, or when you are a fan. Anything can happen. It is the greatest reality show in the world is sports because it is completely unscripted, right? The Real Housewives of Atlanta is not unscripted. That is not a reality show. That is do that fight again, pull her hair, knock her down, say mean things, right?
That's right.
Almost everything that is a reality show is not reality. Sports is completely spontaneous. And I can promise you that nobody had on their bingo card or their Vegas prognostication that the Atlanta Braves would be the worst team in professional baseball, have the worst offense in baseball, have the worst week in baseball, and literally look like a team that is filled with minor league hitters. I've never seen that first inning. Did you watch, Bo, the first inning last night?
God.
Out of the gate, right?
Just, yeah, man, all the strikeouts. Like, they can't get
boom,
anything going.
Boom,
it's,
boom.
Do you understand Dustin May hadn't pitched all of last year? He had Tommy John. He's 2 years. He bat last in 23. So he comes out last night, hyped up. Down goes, Michael Harris. Austin Riley has struck out, y'all, 10 times himself over the past
What did you
game.
Think you were going to see from Dustin May? Like, you know we'll get Chris Sale on the hill. How about find a way, get balls in play? By the way, the Dodgers had not had an error in 2025 until the Mookie Betts play. So that's just, you know, but still, get it in play, work a pitch count, try to figure out, you know, how to put a little bit of pressure on the Dodgers with Chris Sale. So my point is, nobody could have imagined when we walked in here full of just, you know, is it piss and vinegar? What's the expression or whatever the term is, right? I don't even think that describes whatever excitement, joyfulness, anticipation.
It's vim and vigor.
What did I say?
Piss and vinegar. That's something different.
Damn it.
Vitality and energy is vim and vigor.
So
you were piss and vinegar. I was vim.
You were no. That's you yesterday morning. That's what you were. You were both pee and vinegar. So like we walked, like it was Thursday morning, and it's like, dude, we opened with the Padres. Man, they knocked us out last year. They got a killer lineup. What a great opening day start. Like we're going to be tested on this road trip. But look at the way we hit in Arizona against the Cubs. Look at the way this lineup is positioned in 1 week. We're six games under 500. We're winless. We're 0-6. We lost our leadoff hitter. We lost our number two starter, whatever you want to call Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, this thing went south.
Number two starter.
And in the history of Braves fandom, you've never had a week like this.
They have never scored fewer than 10 runs through the first six games of any season ever. You've scored nine
runs. This is the beauty and the pain of sports, of being a sports fan. There is absolutely no way to accurately predict what is going to happen. And I listen, you could actually predict that the Dodgers are going to be really good. They are. Mm-hmm. So that's going according to form. So sometimes
the Dodgers are 7-0. The Padres are 6-0.
Yeah,
neither has lost.
13-0 in that division. Obviously, two players.
We are the only team in baseball that is winless.
I mean, those
they have struck out 60 times.
What do we have,
three hits
last night?
Three hits last
night. We absolutely should have been shut out last night. And that's coming off 29 innings of scorelessness until you score with a Michael Harris. I've never seen anything like it, not for a talented club. You know, even bad teams like the White Sox probably never had a week like this last year, and they were one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. And I don't know, Braves fans, is it time to worry? Abso-friggin-lutely. Like, what are you talking about? Of course you should worry, because already, you know, you've had moments where what Alex Anthopoulos laid out, which is bullpen, which is already completely thrown in disarray, mm-hmm. which is his leadoff hitter, which is now gone for half the season, which is his starting rotation, which has totally been you know, thrown off. Like, those are major problems. Now, another major problem is you're six games under 500 right out of the gate. Like, you're starting your year when you lose today, which probably will happen because you don't have a good pitching match.
Bryce Elder and Blake Snell certainly looks off
looks
balance.
Looks bleak.
It's an 8-38 start, you guys, so a heads up. It'll
Yeah, so you're 0-7. I mean, that's, you know, I understand there's 155 games left, but you're seven games under 500 in a division with some pretty good baseball teams. The Marlins, It's not like they're coming in here thinking we can't pitch to the Braves. Are you going to hit eventually? Of course. Are you going to be better at Truist? Of course. Are you going to, you know, start to figure out how to, you know, get this to be a more formidable lineup? But this is incredible to turn on and watch that. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I don't want Michael Harris at the top of my order because I don't trust him, right? I don't trust him. The double leadoff, he...
Michael Harris has struck out 8 times. Austin Riley struck out 10 times. Marcell Ozuna has struck out 7 times.
Look at what their batting averages are. Everybody's hitting between 110 and like 170, right? So
I mean, you're praying for a Mendoza line. You're not close to it.
Yeah, so like... I don't trust Michael Harris in leadoff, and neither does Brian Snicker, which is why that's not where he likes to hit him. And now that's where he's going to be? I don't know what kind of hitter he is. Is he Jason Hayward, or is he Ozzie Albies? What's he closer to? Looks like he's closer to Jason Hayward.
Well, we don't know yet, because this is now the third straight year. I think we've been saying Michael Harris is the breakout year, right?
Yeah, and Ronaldo Lopez, by the way. How many times has this guy been injured?
All right, so the latest comes down yesterday that they're going in with a needle and a scope, and that's never good. So two things are going to come back. They're going to either find nothing, and they're going to rest him for we don't know how long, or the second is that the worst case is that he's going to need surgery, and he's like he's done for the year. That's the two scenarios, you guys.
Listen, Brian Snicker doesn't like losing all these games. Guy's been in baseball 30 years. He's not panicked. He looks and sees all-stars around the diamond. He knows Spencer Strider's coming back and Ronald Acuna. And I'm not trying to be like everything's done. But this is not like, hey, you know, if you come home 2-5, you go like, dude, what's the – you come home 0-7. And now you're really, like, thinking, oh.
It's 0-7 with the terrible news stake, because I think weighs heavy on the head out there of you're getting on a plane and your leadoff, you're really your only acquisition in baseball is done for 80 games.
Yeah,
Ronaldo Lopez, which was a great story last year, is probably you're not going to see him for a while.
Yeah, you know, the Atlanta Falcons stand pat because they have no money. Right? The Atlanta Falcons didn't have any choice. They couldn't compete in free agency. Leonard Floyd maybe is the big splash-ish move. The Atlanta Braves stand pat because they said, we don't need to do anything because when you put these pieces together, we're a World Series-type team. We will challenge the Dodgers. Buster Olney said it, and so is, like, you know, Jeff Passan and everybody else around baseball said, well, look at their lineup if they're healthy. Look at that rotation if they're healthy. Well, that's fine. You stood pat in the offseason, and you're already in trouble. You're in big trouble. So that's just what it is. And, you know, you're going to need to win 8 out of 10, right, just to be like, oh, we're getting closer to 500.
Just, how about one? Let's just one at a time.
Yeah.
Just please. Here's, one win would be great.
If there's anything such thing as a silver lining to the situation, the worst they can come into the home opener is 5 games out of first place. We walked down the Mets a couple of years ago from being 12 back, so.
You're right. Now, we've had 6-game losing streaks before, but.
The Braves started 0-9 in 2016, okay? They finished 2016 dead last in the National League East at 68-93. Yeah, they started 0-9.
Much worse lineup than this team, though. that was our doldrum days, was it not?
Yeah, that was one of the.
That was a Freddie Gonzalez years? Okay. Anyways, there you go. Maybe something miraculous happens and Bryce Elder beats
just
Blake Snell tonight.
One at a time.
Matt Olson, maybe there's a fence. Maybe hit a ball over the fence. Matt Olson.
Somebody flip ball, a table over
ball
there.
Ball over fence. Ball over fence.
Which United player flipped a table of chicken and rice? Who was that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Joseph
Martinez.
That? Joseph Martinez got all mad because they were losing. He flipped a table with chicken and rice.
It was something else he was mad about. Well, I'm going to research that. I wish it was just about losing.
Somebody flip some chicken and rice over and see what happens.
Somebody take some
hashtag slump.
Somebody
buster.
Throw some plantains.
Hey, speaking of food, coming up in Belly Up Steak, I don't even think you know this. There's a new menu item for the Masters. And if you folks from the South know what it is, you're going to really pay $1 million to get there immediately to Augusta.
Well, Belly Up, take your calls, 404-726-09. 29 Braves fans, what's up? Sports Radio 929.
Hey, for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, make sure to tune into our Braves Insider, Grant McCauley. That's every Sunday from the Diamond on the game here. It starts at 9 a.m., brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. It's from the Diamond with Grant McCauley, Sundays at 9 a.m.
Oh, we're already back? Did I miss that?
I know, just you're said... screaming about not being able to eat for six hours with Mike Conti.
No. Listen, guys, this is, I was doing some... Investigative journalism. So, guys, Sandra said something flippant or off the cuff as we were going to break. She was like, why doesn't somebody do what Joseph Martinez did and just flip the table over there in L.A.?
It was chicken and rice,
and you
right?
thought it was. You thought it was. What did you think it was?
It was like rally up the team. Like somebody go in there and have a hissy fit.
Okay. Joseph Martinez was upset that he wasn't starting anymore for Atlanta United. This is 2022. So he's not starting anymore, and they lose in Portland, right? So I just want to tell you, you want to talk about a tragedy. They got a full table of beans and rice and chicken that they put into go boxes, and they take on the plane,
nice.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Including Mike Conti. This is where Mike Conti gets to eat prior to his flight to... back to Atlanta. Joseph Martinez ended dinner for the... No, nobody ate. No, six... You heard what I just said?
Six hours.
6 hours from Portland to Atlanta. And Joseph Martinez, imagine, you're freaking starving. This guy's not starting anymore. He's so pissed. He flips the table. All the food is lost.
I mean, come on. Chicken, rice,
beans. The whole
6 hours.
So Mike Conti, I'm going to say something. He still seems traumatized.
I thought something was going down in that hallway right then, the two of you.
I was like,
6 hours with no food.
Joseph Martinez, by the way, was suspended by Atlanta United, I think for a week or more. Like, to say they were pissed is an understatement.
No one flips the chicken and rice, Joseph.
No, nobody ate. Let me tell you something, darling. Imagine one of your co-hosts was carrying on at the radio station, and we had a meal we were supposed to eat, and they flipped a table and nobody got to eat. First of all,
that would never happen because I've never seen hungrier people that don't eat except when they get to work than sports talk radio people.
There are a few stampedes.
In
the history of mankind, and I don't want to be flippant about, like, you know, what's happened.
I don't want to be flippant about chicken and rice.
No, I don't want to be flippant. I don't want to be flipping my chicken. Don't be flipping my chicken. But I will tell you this. In the history of stampedes, I know open seating for concerts. You know how at the Phoenix, not the Phoenix, at the Masters, you can't run, but you walk in, they open up the gates, and you have to be respectful. You have never seen, not in any of the tribes in Game of Thrones or any of the animalistic things, that when you bring free food to a radio station.
It's so true.
When you bring free food to a radio station, you know how on-air guys get panicked because they're on the air? And they can see what's building out on the horizon.
Yeah. And they're just hungry.
And Mike Bell, when he was actually large and in charge, knew, if I don't go to break early, I'm going to end up with, like, string beans and, you know, like plantains. And all the good food's going to be gone. Do not bring free food around radio people. They don't eat. They don't have money. They've never really, you know... been able to fortify themselves.
And they'll cut a bee to get in front of you. Like, that's just how it is.
Do you think that there really is something to them pressing today when they're in the Dodgers and Braves? In all seriousness, like, that's like everybody's trying to hit 3-run homers with no one on base.
Yeah.
Like, when they go to the ballpark today, 5 o'clock game, that's a pretty remarkable record to not be pressing right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You look up, first of all, you see you're hitting 120. You see you got 10 strikeouts. I mean... it's kind of fascinating.
And Marcelo Ozuna was quoted last night after the game, and he was already saying, just wait till we get back to Atlanta. And I'm like, hey, pardon me, there's a game Wednesday. I don't – can somebody tell Ozuna he needs to be at the ballpark about 3?
He's like, are we actually playing today?
Oh.
He's like, no, I saw the pitching matchup. It's Blake Snell.
They're going to get on the plane today. They're done. Just concede. Get some rest. Get some chicken and rice.
Don't worry about today. Don't worry about today.
It's like that.
He goes, well, just wait till we get
it's
home.
It's like Rusty and I were talking about the Sunday, late Sunday game, like consolation game when you're in these travel games. Mm-hmm. And the parents are like, I got to get back from like Franklin, Tennessee. We don't want to play the late game. Bray should just be like, we're fine. Just put the 7 up. Let us get back to Atlanta. Exactly. We're fine, right? Think about it, they haven't been back. So it was all Florida, then Arizona, then California. They haven't been back in 2.5 months. They're going to come home 0-7. That's not the way it's supposed to go.
When my girlfriends start paying attention to sports and Bruce Pearl and how much they think he's the greatest and how he is leading this faith movement with religion, and it's really cool. So Bruce Pearl, I thought that was interesting. I was asking, I'm like, how do you guys even know Bruce Pearl? And they're very impressed with him. He was on CBS College Basketball Network, the digital side. And the reporter brought up in 2021 when he was in the stands with the football team and they all took off their shirts under flexing. Here's Bruce Pearl.
And by the way, my wife has said, okay, enough already with just taking your shirt off. America has seen quite enough of that bad body. That's actually the Incredible Bulk, not the Incredible Hulk. You know, the only non-family member to me, you know, other than the Auburn family, will be Sir Charles Barkley. It means so much to Charles that our program is competitive at the highest level. And so obviously having Charles in the house is pretty special for Auburn.
Was asked about who he wants in the stands, who he wants on the floor with him if they're celebrating.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl, when he first got to Auburn, used to go to football games, take his shirt off, and sit in that front row. I think they were referring to that.
Yeah.
And he was trying to hype up basketball. He was going to fraternity houses, trying to tell them to show up to games and all that. He don't have to do that no more, for sure.
Last night was a bad night for the Hawks. Not only did they lose to Portland, but one of their promotions, it's called the tic-tac-toe, when they take a couple of fans in the stands, they're trying to make a layup to win something. Well, one guy tried it and
it's a real injury.
Blew out his knee.
Did you see
that? Blew out his knee.
It didn't look good at all, unfortunately.
Dude, the bro, like his feet went out from under him.
Yeah, right as soon as he planted. As soon as he planted to try to.
And is it Shamia?
Shamia, yeah.
Was trying to like talk through it. She thought it might have been shtick. It's April Fool's.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
The dude went down hard. I mean, they gave him the basketball. He's not a fatty. He's a decent shaped guy. And he takes 3 dribbles and goes to put up the layup. His feet go out from under him. And next thing you know, there's a stretcher on the court. It was not a good look.
Listen, so the video, like, they're not like, look away. Everything's fine. And she's trying to be like, all right, well, we'll check on
hey,
him. Hi, look over here.
And then she's just like,
let's go, Hawks.
She's like, it's really not a fair, it's not a fair win.
Right.
Because he has a stretcher. And this guy's still shooting his layups, right. And he's like, yeah, I got you, XXX.
Right.
That was bad.
Aaron Lienhart, you're going to hear his name more and more because he is the inventor or the brilliant engineer behind this torpedo bat. MIT, he works for the Florida Marlins, y'all, down there with the grounds crews stash kind of guy that does everything. Cameras were in front of him. I thought this was interesting about the bat, that this dates back to like 2023, and folks were trying to use it then.
Really, it's credited to the players that, you know, had the conversations with me 2 years ago and were willing to be patient zero and to demo the first versions of this maybe as early as 2023 and then, you know, in that off season and then in 2024. And so it's really been those guys that have helped develop this more than anything.
Very interesting. He would not name who was the first player. He wouldn't call out. He goes, that's their story to tell. But he said, just suffice it to say, they were using it before you guys realized they were using it.
You know, pitchers will adjust as well. If the guy's got all the meat on the inside of the bat, why don't you pitch him outside? Because you have less meat now middle to end than you do middle to, front
end. Yeah, it's like a kebab.
Right. Or that. Yeah, they're going to adjust.
Wait, let me do my golf voice. Something special is happening in Augusta
There's
next
something
week.
Special happening at Augusta National.
The Southern tradition, which is reimagined, ladies and gentlemen, now serving the handheld tomato pie is making its debut.
Big fan.
At the Masters.
Big fan if you know how to do it, right?
Look at this. It looks like it's a little... First of all, my mom's tomato pie. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Valia cannot make a tomato. So a handheld...
Looks
classic.
Like a little empanada.
Does look like an empanada.
Yep, it's done perfectly.
It does look like an empanada.
Yeah, so that's next week, you guys.
Probably be like $1.50 or something.
That's exactly right. The menu came up. No prices have increased or changed. No prices. They are selling Advil for 75 cents. I had never seen that on there before as well. And get ready to celebrate on Christmas Day, or will you? The NFL, Adam Schefter makes it official that they will once again have 1, 2, 3 games on Christmas Day from the NFL, which I don't know how you guys feel about it. I kind of loved it.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA's playing on Christmas Day. The NFL's like, that's adorable. We're going to take it. We're going to take your day and make it our day. Netflix has a game. Amazon has a game. This is how you get another $1 billion.
Yeah, 2 games on Netflix, and then the nightcap will be on Amazon Prime. So,
and the NBA's over here like, well, we're on ABC. Or we're... ABC, we're on ABC.
Quiet down over there.
ABC.
Quiet
we're
down.
We're on ABC.
Be quiet, NBA. We're over here.
Hey, when we come back, Arthur Blank gave Kirk Cousins an hour on the phone, and maybe 59 minutes too long, in my opinion. We'll have that for you in 3 Strikes, Sports Radio 929.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. Thanks so much for being with us.
Big game of the night. I'm going with the Hawks at Dallas on a back-to-back. They lost last night to Portland. Then after we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games left. 2 against Orlando. Just a heads up. Brought to you by John Foy. Since the Braves, I guess they're not going to play. They're already just going to come home. So it's also the Braves and Dodgers. 8:30 first pitch. Bryce Elder and Blake Snell. So there you have it. Thanks, John Foy.
Yeah, be interesting to see what we come in with tomorrow, our last day together of the week, and Rusty's in on Friday. Obviously, the Hawks playing out they're not playing out the string, but they're in the 7-8 hole. Like, I mean, it's how we're playing in 2.5 weeks, right? Can you win the game to get in the playoffs? You'll play Orlando either there or here. If you win that, you're in a series. What do you think the excitement level will be for the Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks? Do you think it'll be like the city will be hyped to play the Celtics?
Period. Just because it's great basketball. The NBA, you know, the true you guys who live for it with the Celtics and that sexy team coming in here.
Or the Cavs will be the 8. Mm-hmm. They'll be the 1. Mm. They'll be big star power. I mean, not like Boston, but Donovan Mitchell and that Cavs team, Evan Mobley and company.
Either way, State Farm is rocking and sold out, period.
For games absolutely. 3 and 4.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, listen, we took Boston to 7 when they won the title year. That was the Zaza Pachulia series. Did we take him to 6 last year when Trae Young hit that shot? Was that last year when they won the title? Didn't Trae Young hit like a half-court shot to basically win that game? Was it, maybe it wasn't last year, it was 2 years ago. Go look at that, look that up. Because the Celtics only lost... I think the Celtics lost 2 games. They went 16-2. So 2 years ago, maybe, when Trae hit that playoff shot. But regardless, 2 years ago, it was game 5. They were trying to close us out, and Trae Young hit that crazy shot, and they came back to Atlanta for game 6. That's the year the Celtics lost in Game 7 to Miami and Jimmy Butler. But we have a history of playing Boston tough. I think that would be the series we want, 2-7, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be – there's the famous Zaza and Kevin Garnett scrap, right, when we won Game 6. And you're like, dude, we're going back to Game 7. Anything can happen. We got absolutely smoked in Game 7. But that was a year you did not think we could match up with those guys. So that'll be fun down the stretch for the Hawks as well. What'd you think of Arthur Blank admitting he did a one-hour phone call with Kirk Cousins where he let Kirk Cousins essentially vent, mm-hmm. right, and express his desire?
I think it's on brand for Arthur Blank, who is a respectful gentleman who returns phone calls, he even returns texts. He was going to allow Kirk to vent and then just say to him, you're adorable, you're very wealthy from our Atlanta Falcons franchise, and we're going to do what's best for us. And I'm sure you can understand that. I think that's how it went. He took 5 pages of notes, which I appreciate. It was an hour-long phone call. He's very respectful.
What's there to say for an hour, though? Like, what is it? I'm not blaming Arthur, but, like, I would imagine... And I have not talked to Terry about this. I would imagine Terry Fano was probably a little irritated. Like, does he really need to go to Arthur for an hour about this? Mm-hmm. It's real simple. It's a business deal, dude. We've paid you our part. We paid you a lot of money. You failed us. That's what you did. You failed. Life is simple in sports. There's winning, losing, good acquisition, bad one. Matthew Dujon for a 3rd-round pick, that's a fail. Right? Drafting Kyle Pitts, that was a fail at where you did. The Kirk Cousins thing failed, right? Michael Penix win at 8, obviously. So my point is, we paid you. You got your money.
I just think as a billionaire, he's likely smarter than you and I, and maybe he was picking Kirk's brain. Maybe there was a bigger discussion of culture and what is his opinion on things that are right. Kirk has been on a lot of teams and made a lot of money, and he's very respected in the league. He really is, whether we're mad at him or not for going to Chipotle in Cleveland. But I know that is on brand for Arthur to take the time.
Hey, I do want to say one other thing that you brought up the other day, and I don't think I dismissed you because I would never do that. That's just not my nature. I'll tell you what it is in 1 second, because I don't think I owe you an apology, and not that I'm not willing to offer that, but I was kind of like, come on, that doesn't. But let me give you 3 strikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're wondering what it is I said?
No.
There's so many things.
I don't know. Yeah.
So many times I dismiss mm-hmm. you that. Who had a bad ending to their career with your team? So I did this morning with the morning guys. Well, because Tiffany's leaving. She's having a good ending. She's moving on and saying mornings are not for her. And she's had a great run. And she's moving on to other stuff. But not everybody in Atlanta sports has had a great ending to their career in town.
Right.
Who had a bad ending to their career with your team? With your team. Like, Dominique had a bad ending. He got traded to the Clippers. Michael Vick ended up in federal prison. Those are bad endings with your team,
correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Dansby Swanson won a World Series and left town. That's a good ending, right? Mm-hmm. We weren't happy to lose him, but if you're going to go out, right? Who had a bad ending to their career with your team? The coach or current or former coach you love to listen to, current or former coach. There was a Jay Glazer did a little video yesterday at the pool. Where are the owners' meetings going
Palm
on?
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach mm-hmm. at the Breakers.
Oh, that's a Breakers.
Yeah. And there's like 18 or 20 NFL coaches at the pool. So Dan Quinn, then you hear Tomlin, then you see Andy Reid, then you see Sean. Like,
are they in their swim trunks?
No.
How are they dressed?
They have shirts on.
Oh, thank God.
They have shirts on. So give me a current or former coach that you love to listen to and your favorite Southern dish. Your favorite Southern dish. You can interpret that any way you'd like. I could say Kimberly is my favorite
Southern dish.
From Lafayette, Louisiana.
We're talking about the new tomato pie on the menu at the Masters. Here we go.
Bad ending to their career in your town. Bad ending to their career in your town. The coach, current or former, you love to listen to, current or former coach you love to listen to, and favorite Southern dish. Favorite Southern dish. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. And I guess you can interpret bad ending to it in your town? Like, did Tom Glavine have a bad ending because he went to the Mets? I don't know. I mean, it was bad because
yes,
he kind of blamed Schurholz that you didn't come and connect me directly, and that we could have been handled differently. And then he ends up at your rival, right? So, you know, it's very rare in sports. It's a good ending when your guy leaves town, right?
Matt Ryan was brutal.
Yeah, we talked about Deshaun Watson. Ugh. And then we move you
to... No, he got wind of the Deshaun. They were doing it on the down low behind his back.
Yeah, it's he doesn't say it, but it's pretty well known. He'll never really get over that. That's what Arthur...
He shouldn't.
Arthur and Terry, right? Terry's first year.
I believe
because
so.
He leaves and our quarterback is... Is that Marcus Mariota? Well, he's in Indy, yeah. That's his last year in the league. He's in Indy. We didn't get Deshaun Watson, thank God. And he ends up in Indianapolis, and we get Marcus Mariota. The coach, current or former, you love to listen to, and your favorite Southern dish. I like a good Southern pecan pie. I like it heated. I like some vanilla ice cream on top, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
I like that you said pecan. That's yeah. very Southern of you.
Okay.
There you go.
As opposed to?
Does Volume make a pecan pie?
Not really. Volume makes me strange Turkish dishes,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
over the years. But she's a great chef, Valya. She's just too healthy. You know?
Yeah, she's so healthy.
When I go home, it's like there's barely any dressing on the salad. She's always grilling salmon, you know, one piece of bread maybe. It's not like a whole, you know, like, Valya, look at me, right?
And that's why she's so fit and in shape. And
she looks. Imagine that over the years, look, the way she looks at me, like, how did I end up with that guy? Like, she loves me to death, but like, she is the classiest, most respectable.
She is. So is your dad. I mean, yeah. He was such an elegant gentleman.
I know. And people were just like,
you were adopted for sure. 404-726-0929. What did you dismiss? What was the
thing? Yeah, because you said. Maybe the Braves knew something was up with Jerks and Profar when they signed Alex Verdugo.
On March the 20th.
And March the 20th. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, oh, Sandra, I mean, that's a long time before it happened. And Scuttlebutt is, you know, usually there's word that this is going to come down and that it was a strange time to sign a guy that was out of baseball and Alex Verdugo. And that indeed, Sandra may be right. They got wind that Jerks and Profar may be in trouble with his test. And that's why Alex Verdugo. So
and
when
so
a woman.
I believe that Verdugo and Profar also have the same agent.
Well,
is that correct?
Yep.
So
I think
if
they
you
do.
You got to just start being a real dig down journalist.
Journalist!
Because you can connect the dots with stuff that you start
hearing.
You did
a good job with that. And if yeah. I in any
and if you
if
need,
I
if you need
any
me
way,
to find out something on Instagram, I got you, playa. I know how to connect the dots.
If in any way that. Are you referring to something?
There's some stuff.
On whose Instagram?
A lot of people's Instagram that you can go find stuff immediately.
And know what's going
not
on.
Not yours. Don't get all weird.
No, I'm not getting weird. It's just, all right, 404-726-0929. So let's do this. Hey, Jason, what was a bad ending to a player in your town? The career?
I'm going to go not crazy bad, but Mark Rollers was never really the same after the Larratt home run.
No, that's a good one. Do they release him eventually? He was really bad. Goes to the Yankees? Rollers? Where does he end up? That's a pretty interesting
one. Yeah, I mean, he should have been a hero down here, and he still is, but I don't think he gets the credit he deserves for the early 90s teams.
The current or former coach that you love to listen to?
That's easy. Tony Dungy.
That's a good one.
And favorite Southern dish?
I'm going to go with fried chicken's lazy, so I'll go with chicken and dumplings.
Listen, there's only a few that can really pull off the chicken and dumplings. Is your mom one of them,
yes.
too? That lady, she is the most Southern.
You got to use real, like, homemade. You can't just go grab. Now, listen, they're great. Raw biscuits and all, but when you make homemade dumplings.
Have you ever made that for Larry?
Yes.
You ever make meatloaf for him?
Yes. Mom's recipes.
Never
make
tomato pie for him.
Never made tomato pie. Tomato pie is not easy to make, y'all.
That crust is tricky
because you can't get it too watery inside. So there's a trick. You got to make the paste work.
I understand. Make the paste. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jordan and Marietta, a bad ending to a player in your town.
I guess it hasn't officially ended, but this Kirk Cousins thing is pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Sandra had a great point today when she was talking about why do we spend all this time about a backup quarterback that will be gone instead of talking about our roster.
And even if he's here, it's not going to matter. Like, right. It's just going to be like...
Everything is about Michael Penix Jr. This 15th pick. If we can trade down and land some more picks. Think about Cousins also cost us that pick for tampering.
That's right.
Not just the awful contract. Mm-hmm. The coach, current or former, you love to listen to.
Rex Ryan's pretty funny. He does
a good job.
Some good picks.
How about how he thought he was getting that, or how he was lobbying for the Jets job? He's like, I'm the best guy for the job. That was clownish. Favorite Southern dish?
I'm going to go with shrimp and grits.
Delish.
Who does a great shrimp and grits in town? Somebody jump out at you?
South City Kitchen.
Yeah, that's a good one. There you go.
Really good.
She is on her game. She has one day left. Meaning, like, you're coming with a lot of game last 2 days.
Wow, thank you.
You got one more day.
Okay.
And I think that's all you're good for. 3 days.
Then
you go back to the lake. go get in the kitchen and make Larry something Southern. Make him something Southern. Hey, thank you, Day-Day. Thank you, Bo. We're back tomorrow with Sandy. Rusty's here Friday. Jason Evans joined us as well from the official Duke podcast. And thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your Wednesday. Bye.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.